and welcome to the Pop Pop and Napcast episode number 95. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. Right off the bat, I want to apologize for not getting an episode out last week. Whereas sometimes that's due to some bad stuff going on, this was actually because some good stuff was going on and I was just getting a lot of stuff done around the house. Didn't have enough time to sit and record the episode and edit it. But part of the good things that's going on is that in the last episode, I mentioned that a source of income that I had kind of went away. It wasn't a performance thing, it was just a restructuring thing, which is totally fine on one hand. But that is something difficult as a freelance writer. You know, every time something goes away, you want to try and fill it up with another job or another gig or something just to help kind of keep paying the bills. Because, I mean, in reality, I don't bring a lot to the table financially speaking at this point. But it's, you know, every little bit helps, especially when you've got two kids and, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future. So I felt bad when I didn't have that work anymore. So I kind of reached out to some of my friends and I said, you know, I don't know if any of you guys know of anything, but please let me know. And I actually had two different guys that I used to work with back at Wizard offer a couple suggestions. One of them wound up not being something that I think I'd be good at. And the other turned out to be... I'm not going to get into specifics because I haven't started yet, but I am on track to start in the next week or two, which is awesome. Basically, the guy that I would be working for used to be an editor at a different website that I used to work for. So I guess I've been doing this long enough to have connections that don't even go back to Wizard anymore, which is kind of cool because, you know, I've been doing this since 2009 and all those initial contacts that I made were because of Wizard. And, you know, even still today, a lot of them come from Wizard, which is awesome. But it's nice to know that I've kind of been out there long enough and been doing this long enough and apparently been doing it well enough to the point where people want to keep hiring me to do other stuff. And I gotta say, it was pretty affirming because one of the downsides of the freelance writing thing, as opposed to how it was when I worked at Wizard, you know, in an office with other people, is that it can really feel like you're just kind of doing this in the void. You do your interviews either by email or by phone. You get them done. You email back and forth a little bit with editors about getting an assignment or when it's going to be in, that kind of stuff. But there's not always a lot of notes or a lot of back and forth. One of the great things about Wizard that people who read the magazine don't really know because it didn't necessarily come through is that the editorial writer interactions were actually really solid, at least when I first got there. I was in the research department, so writing wasn't my main thing, but oftentimes I would get freelance assignments, and once I turned in the first draft, one of the editors would like pull me aside when I had some free time, and we'd go sit out in the lobby or at a desk or whatever and go over a lot of the stuff that I'd done wrong or that didn't fit the voice or like repetitive words or ways that I could get better at editing myself when I went through and read. And that kind of stuff. So, like, I actually learned a lot there through all of that interaction. But with the website stuff, you know, I get some emails, which is great. It's like, hey, good job. This is really, really good work. But everybody's busy and those don't always come through. And I don't necessarily need, like, constant validation. But it's cool to kind of have put myself out there a little bit with a completely new group, a completely new website, and to have had the positive response that I have. It's, you know, it's just nice to feel wanted and appreciated. And I am wanted and appreciated by the people that I currently write for. It's just, you know, someone, you know, new catches, if you catch someone new's eye, it's, you know, a little bit more flattering, I guess. So that translated into me wanting to have my parents over on Friday to kind of celebrate. So I made like a big pork loin covered in bacon dinner, which was awesome. And I also wanted to clean. On Friday, my mom usually takes the kids over to their house. Then my dad swung by and they all kind of hung out at their place and went on some errands and just had a really good time. That gave me time, unfortunately, not to do the podcast. I kind of put that to the side, but it did give me time to finish up the work I had done, work out a few details with some things, and then clean house because it was pretty bad, especially downstairs. Like, it had been a while since we vacuumed and picked up and all that stuff. And, you know, Lucy's in this stage right now where she just likes to bring tons of stuff from, like, one part of the house to another part. And a lot of times that involves, like, packing up any bag that she can find. She's got a lot of little purses. Some are like real purses that used to be my wife's that she kind of wants back, I think. Some of them are like little toy purses. Some are backpacks and suitcases and all this stuff. And she loves finding those things and then packing them up for no real reason other than to just bring stuff from one place to another. And then she also will pretend that she's going on a sleepover or spending the night somewhere, that kind of thing. So it's kind of funny what she does. But the downside is that when she's just using, like, her two hands, she can only bring so much stuff from one room to another. But when she's using tools like bags, it really can increase the mess in our downstairs living room, which is the main room we use. So I was able to pick up my office, which felt good because it had been getting kind of cluttered in here. I cleaned the bathroom down here, and I cleaned the living room pretty thoroughly, and it actually looked awesome. Everybody came home and kind of complimented me on it, which was cool. And then almost immediately, by Sunday, it was not back to how it was, but it was not looking super great. But, you know, whatever. That's kind of how cleaning goes. It's like, you know, pushing the boulder up the mountain over and over and over again. Let's say it's more like that than the guy who constantly got his guts eaten out by birds. Although sometimes it certainly feels like that. In other chore news, I mean, I always make a list going into weekends like this. Like that one that we had free time in, all the stuff that I want to get done. I only got about half of it done, but it still feels good to kind of check all those things off. The other thing that had been kind of piling up literally was laundry. I kept doing it. I would do laundry like once a week, but I wouldn't fold it. We have a sizable laundry room, you know, not used to that. The old place we had, the laundry was just at the end of the kitchen. And so things couldn't pile up too much without it, you know, really getting in the way. In this case, everything's just kind of in there and you forget about it or you don't want to deal with it or the kids have been really difficult. And the last thing you want to do is sit down and do laundry. Now, this is just laundry for my wife and I. So it's usually pretty simple. But after a few, you know, weeks, it accumulates. So I took some time. I folded it all up and got it together. And I was thinking about this while I was doing it. And I think I like chores like that and doing dishes, at least in part because it's taking chaos and applying order to it. You know, in the most basic, obvious sense, a pile of laundry is unorganized, it's hard to find what you want, and it's not in the right place, you know, presumably. So when you're folding, you're taking that chaos and you're putting it in order and organizing it so that people can use it more efficiently, which I guess I'm an orderer or an organizer, so it was interesting to have that kind of pop up in my head. And I mentioned this on the podcast several times, but back when we were in the condo, one of the things that would really bother me when we got really behind on, you know, cleaning and that kind of stuff was the dishes. Now, partially that's because I use that space every day when I cook, but it's also a little frustrating because, like, it's one of the most obvious, but it's also the easiest to fix because it's usually a matter of emptying the dishwasher, filling the dishwasher, and then doing like a few pots and pans here and there. But with all that, you know, it does make it kind of simpler mentally to take chaos and put order to it. Now, that all being said, my kitchen is still kind of a mess. You know, it's one of those things where you get behind on like pots and pans, and then they keep kind of accumulating because you cook every day. And so it's one of those things that now that I've got the laundry done and tonight's dinner is actually in the slow cooker. Today I'm recording on St. Patrick's Day, so a happy belated St. Patrick's Day when this comes out. But I'm doing my first corned beef in there, not corned beef and cabbage, though I do have like a cooked cabbage that I've already done separately. But I've never done one of these before. It'll be interesting to see how it comes out. And I'm also going to try my hand at some Irish soda bread. Took me a minute to figure it out. I was like, Irish potato bread? No, that's not a thing. Because my wife likes that or has liked that. So cleaning and all that kind of stuff, I mean, we all have to deal with it. And it's all compounded by children for sure. Even Jack, who's, you know, 11 months old now, he's got his little basket of toys and, you know, his own mess that he makes on a fairly regular basis. So, you know, picking up after him and all that kind of stuff is just par for the course. It actually reminded me of back when Lucy was a baby, probably around this same age. Yeah, because it was before her first birthday. It was actually fairly easy to keep a handle on everything because she had one, you know, little basket and their toys. It was the same thing that we do with Jack. We'd kind of just haul it over to her and she would kind of go through it and look at something and, you know, this thing would not interest her at all 1 week and then it would be her favorite thing next week. But it's just kind of a series of things that she flipped through. And those are a lot of the same toys that Jack plays with now. But back in those days, especially before her first birthday, it was so easy to pick up because it was just putting all that stuff back in the basket. But then once that first birthday hits, oh man, it's like an explosion of toys and books and all that kind of stuff. And so it's easy to get behind on picking all that up. And some days, you know, especially if it's been a hard day or just a long day, you get to the point where you're just like, you know, I don't care. I'm just going to leave this stuff. And then, you know, it just kind of builds on top of each other. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing because it's just a natural thing. You know, you can only do so much in a day. You can only put so much, you know, mental focus on the kids for one day. Sometimes you've just got to sit back and watch a movie or something and relax a little bit. We wanted to relax a little bit last weekend, and unfortunately it wasn't really in the cards for us. Like I mentioned, my parents had taken the kids on Friday, so that was awesome. I got some stuff done. Then they came over and had dinner with us. Saturday, we just kind of kept to ourselves, and then Sunday, we had saved kind of our going out meal. We try not to eat out too much for cost and all that stuff. But also, we were hoping that Fiddlesticks, our favorite restaurant in Cornwall, and one of my favorite restaurants of all time, would be doing their St. Patrick's Day food specials the weekend before. You know, it was on a Tuesday this year, so it's kind of tricky when the, like, specifically food-oriented celebrations will be taking place. And they do a great corned beef, a whole spread. And then my wife loves their Irish soda bread and all that stuff, so I was really looking forward to that. And I was pretty bummed when we got there that none of the specials involved anything Irish. So maybe it'll be this upcoming weekend or whatever. Or maybe they're just not doing it this year because it wasn't successful. But St. Patrick's Day is one of my favorite times of year. I do miss the drinking. It is one of the high drinking holidays, of course. But more than that, I appreciate the food because I've never cooked it that well or tried, really. Like I said, I'm trying a corned beef in the slow cooker today. But it's just one of those things that, unless this turns out awesome, that is kind of better to just have somebody else make and then you get to go eat it. but we'll see. Like I said, this could turn out awesome. So I was a little disappointed with that. And then we were hoping that the kids would pass out on the way home because it was kind of a late lunch. We went in around 1 or something, or maybe even 2. And I took like a long way home. My wife and I were talking and we realized that we both kind of missed aspects of looking for a house. We would drive around Cornwall, even when we weren't actively looking, but we were just kind of curious before we had the money and the plan with my parents to come in and buy the old condo that they live in now. We would just drive around and kind of see what's available. It's a really neat town. All the houses are different. We're on the kind of the outskirts of Cornwall. Actually, we're on right on the edge of town, technically. But there's some really neat houses, little houses, big houses, all kinds of stuff. So we actually decided to drive around a little bit, just kind of look around again. And that was fun just because, you know, we missed it and went down a couple roads that maybe we hadn't been down before in a while, all that kind of stuff. And I was really hoping the kids would doze off. And they hadn't. We're driving back here. And I think I've mentioned a few times on the podcast that we live right near this like awesome train trestle. It's one of my favorite kind of features of this whole area. And it was an awesome aspect of the commute that I had for the 3 months I worked down in the city. It's just a beautiful, it's gigantic. You're way up high. You kind of come out of nowhere and you're up, I don't know, like 100, 200 feet in the air over like a stream and a field and hills and trees. And there's like eagles flying around or hawks. It's just really beautiful. And my wife had found this, like, if you turn down like a different road before you get to our house, you can kind of go down into the hilly area and around in a different way. And so I tried that. And like every time Lucy would seem like she was about to fall asleep, she would pop right back up, like sing a song to herself. She's really enjoying Sweet Caroline right now, the Neil Diamond song, which is a fantastic song. There's basically like a handful of songs that she likes. You can play like 9 hours of music and she'll walk away with like one that she really wants to hear. She's still a big Let It Go fan from Frozen. She loves Life's a Happy Song from the Muppets soundtrack. She's a big fan of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off because it was on the radio all the time. I don't know if she likes it, but she knows part of the words to that. I think it's a Maroon 5 Animals song, which is weird. She just likes saying animals over and over again. Oh, my personal favorite, though, is her rendition of Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass. It's like all about that bass, about that bass, about that bass, no treble. Her version is all about that face, about that face, about that face, no travel. which, you know, when done in an adorable 3-year-old, almost 4-year-old voice, is fantastic. And it's like on a baby diaper commercial for like a natural diaper company or something. And so it kind of popped back up. It hasn't been on the radio as much because Meghan Trainor has like a new song or she's on to her third. So I don't know where she's at because I don't really listen to the radio unless my wife's in the car. So those are kind of her jams right now. But Sweet Caroline is one that she's been getting into lately because I think one of her teachers sang it to her at school and she enjoyed it. And then I was like, oh, I've totally got that. So I played it in the car. And so now she'll, when we get in the car, like I took her to school today and she was like, Daddy, do you have Sweet Caroline? I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't bring my iPod. She goes, how about Everything I Need from Muppets? It's like, no, that's on my iPod too, sweetie. I'm sorry, I don't have those songs with me. And so she's like, huh. And then she's had a renewed interest in her Violet. This is a stuffed dog that you can program with various things, and it sings songs, and you can also, you know, you can input it. You actually plug it into your computer and teach it. I think it's a Leapfrog toy. Because, like, Scout and Violet, Scout's the green boy dog, and Violet's the purple dog. And then they're in the Leapfrog cartoons that are on, like, Netflix, so we used to watch them every now and then. Jack got a Scout, I think, for Christmas. And so we were like, Lucy, you have Violet. And she remembers that was, like, her favorite toy when she was a kid. Like, a baby. A kid. Jeez. Listen to me. That's like when, she, you know, we'll be talking about something. She's like, oh, yeah, I knew that when I was a little girl. Okay, excuse me, 3-year-old. but she's had a renewed interest in that. She likes to hold it when we drive to school, and that means that she just kind of cycles through the songs the whole time until she, you know, until either we get there or she falls asleep. Now, it's pretty funny to see her, like, holding this large purple dog in the back seat as she's kind of dozing off, which does still happen every now and then, but, that's just a funny thing that she's kind of gotten back into. There's one part of this thing where you can program it, and it's like you put in the kid's favorite animal, color, and food, and their name. And so it makes up this song, and it's like, I used to have it completely memorized because she listened. It was like the only thing she ever played with. But it's, you know, I'd like a cat, please. That's my favorite animal. I'd like it to be purple, please. That's my favorite color. And I want it to eat pasta, please. That's my favorite food. And I call it Lucy, just like you. So that's kind of how it goes. It's a neat toy. I think I've written about it before or talked about it on the podcast. Jack isn't super into his yet, but Lucy is now back into hers, which is cool because, you know, you don't get that a lot with these toys that they've had since they were little. So this all goes back to listening to stuff in the car and whatnot. On Saturday when we were driving around, she didn't have any of that, but she just kept popping herself back awake, and then Jack wasn't sleeping, and the whole thing was just kind of thrown off. We were both really hoping for a nap, and it didn't happen. And it was funny because, like, that whole week before was actually pretty good. Jack was doing well with sleeping. My mom had gotten into a great routine where she would put him in his cradle, but up in his room. We had the cradle downstairs, but, you know, Lucy's down there watching TV, and it's kind of bright and all this kind of stuff. But you can control, you know, the light and the sound to an extent in his room, but he doesn't really like sleeping in his crib too much, so unless he's super tired. So the idea was that, you know, we could put him up there in the cradle, and then if he does wake up, you can kind of go in and rock the cradle, and he'll fall back asleep. And it worked all week, and he seemed to be in a much better mood. You know, he hadn't been sick in a while. You know, after the flu thing that we all had, it took him a while to get back to normal with eating, and then he got a cold, and then it was just kind of one thing after another, and so it finally seemed like he was kind of relaxing a little bit and being able to kind of eat and sleep on more of a pattern. And then the weekend hit, and it was all shot to hell, and it hasn't been the same since. Like I said, I'm recording this on Tuesday. Yesterday, he took like a couple 30, 45-minute naps. And then he had a longer one in the afternoon, and then today he had one short one, and then one longer one so far. And my wife has said that he's been really hungry at night, which, you know, again, like last week, he had gotten better,
at sleeping through the night, only waking up a couple times. So we're thinking that he might be hitting, like, one of those milestones. Lucy would do this, where she would kind of be in a pattern and then get really, like, sketchy. She'd want to eat all the time. She'd want to not sleep. She'd want to be all over the place. And it meant that she was going to probably do something, like, mental or physical that she hadn't really done in a while. And I guess this is kind of a thing. I haven't done any research on it, but, you know, my wife tells me stuff, and I'd remembered it from Lucy, that this kind of happens. And so we're thinking that might be where he's at. It could be like a crawling thing, a speaking thing, anything. It could be another growth spurt. Who knows? Because he is kind of a little dude. So we'll see where that goes. And it's all kind of crazy because, you know, we're, geez, less than a month away from his first birthday. And on one hand, I can't believe how quick it's gone, because in a lot of ways, he still seems kind of like a little baby. It felt like, I mean, I haven't compared. I guess I could go back and look at photo diaries, but it seems like he just hasn't kind of grown up as quickly as Lucy did in that time frame. But again, you know, he was born 2 months early. I mean, he was a surprise, and he spent most of that first month in the NICU, so he was just kind of still getting used to doing everything on his own well before he should have, in theory. So I think that's part of it. But I'm looking forward to kind of seeing where he goes in the next year. I've said before that I'm a really in-the-moment kind of person, and because of that, I don't necessarily project too far ahead in the future. You know, I would every now and then look at Lucy and wonder, like, man, I wonder what she's going to look like when she's 3 or 4 or 5, or 20, you know, what kind of person she's going to turn into. I think about that kind of stuff for sure. At the same time, I also get surprised every now and then when like, I have to remind my brain that, like, it's not always going to be like this. You know, he is going to start running around and talking and all that kind of stuff. And I'm actually really looking forward to seeing all that happen, because it'll mean he's really coming into his own as a person and becoming more self-sufficient. Independence for him will be a very good thing. I think that's what he's craving, what he wants, and what he is probably frustrating him the most, because he can't have that yet. He doesn't know how to move to get things for himself. I mean, he can lean way, way, way forward and grab stuff, and he's pretty good at that. But for the most part, he's got to rely on us, and I can tell that he doesn't like that necessarily. He wants to be able to do his own thing, and I totally understand that, and I can totally empathize with that, because I'm very similar. You know, you can see him kind of grunting and looking at stuff and trying to figure it out, and it's just not there yet. Maybe that's what this milestone will be. Maybe it'll be that he finally figures out how to get both hands under him so he can start crawling and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, it's been a tough time with Jack the baby, the newborn, the preemie. I'm very excited to see what Jack the toddler is like. I think he'll give me a run for my money in a whole different way, in similar ways that his sister did, and probably in completely different ways. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward very much to the next year and the year after that and the year after that, because he's a great little guy. He just needs to get himself together and to the point where he can start doing some of the things that he wants to do, which you can tell is a major point of frustration. And I think once he can start doing some things, he might be less angry in general. So that's exciting. That's fun to look forward to. If I sound like I'm doing a lot better, part of that is the job stuff that I mentioned. I mean, having something to kind of come in, and I don't know if it'll completely replace what I lost, but partially replace it at least, is awesome. That takes a huge weight off my shoulders. It's also gotten really nice out. I mean, it's still snow covered outside, but not as much. We've gotten some rain, which led to some really kind of cool foggy days, because it was coming down and then the snow was melting, and as it did that, the heat differential, you know, it wasn't normal fog, but it was all over the place. And so that was really kind of cool. The other day, actually on Saturday or Sunday, when we were with the kids and they were getting kind of frustrating, I had to step outside because I was really not in a good place. So I had to step outside. And part of that, just to explain, is that, like I said before, you need time to yourself. I wanted to spend a little time with my wife and just hang out a little bit and, like, watch a show when it wasn't super late and we weren't both very tired. I was hoping that they would both take naps so we could hang out. And as I've said before, Jack is, like, constantly on her when she's home. He wants to nurse or whatever. He's very jealous, so if Lucy comes to her, he gets mad and starts screaming. And he could have had a perfect day. And this happened almost every day last week. When he was having perfect days, he could have had an awesome series of naps, and he could have woken up on time and in a good way, and he could have just had a bottle or yogurt or any other food that he's eating. And as soon as she walks in the door, he starts freaking out and just wants to nurse immediately. So I know that's hard for her, and it's hard for all of us because that doesn't offer much peace and quiet. You know, when she's home, he's not sitting with his toys and playing. He's wanting to be near her. Sometimes, you know, on the weekends when she's here for longer stints, it happens. And then when Lucy doesn't nap, she gets to be super annoying. I mean, we were just watching, like, America's Funniest Home Videos, and she was asking, she's finally into that, like, asking questions about everything 3-year-old stage. And so she was literally asking questions about every single video on that show. And there's a lot of videos, so that was a lot of questions. And as everyone knows, the easiest way to make comedy less fun is to explain the joke to everybody. So when you're constantly trying to explain to her what is happening, and you can tell it's just because she's either not paying attention or just wants to ask a question. Because she'll ask something, and then you'll explain it, and then she'll ask it again. It's like, what are you doing? But anyway, so I was getting very frustrated on Sunday. I took a step outside, and I was walking around our backyard, and I was kind of looking. We've got like a back, just a concrete patio, and I was thinking, like, that's where the grill can go, and that's where the table can go, and we'll get some chairs, and we can really set it up. So the weather changing and the hopeful fingers crossed, not that I believe that that would do anything, lack of snow in the foreseeable future has me very excited because, you know, it's springtime. I love springtime. I was the one when we all worked together at Wizard, like, as soon as it would get kind of nice, I'd be like, guys, well, first of all, I'd be wearing shorts and it would wind up being way too cold, but I'd be like, guys, let's go throw the frisbee. Let's go do this. And you know, they'd all be like, okay. And then we'd go outside and the wind would pick up or it would start snowing or whatever. So I get excited about the spring. The other huge thing that happened in addition to the weather, and it goes along very well with that, is that we kind of think we fixed my car. One of the things that I had forgotten was that when my dad went to jump my car on my birthday, so we're talking February 6th, that was the first time we jumped it and drove it, and it had probably been dead a couple weeks before that, so we're talking about 2 months from then to now. He jumped it. He said that one of the clamps that goes over the battery had actually loosened and come off, and I had forgotten about that. I had kind of put the chargers. I have a like battery charger. And so I plugged it in, but the car was still, or the battery was still in the car. And it had taken jumps a couple times, and that all worked out fine. But it didn't keep it. And I had completely forgotten about the terminal not being on the battery. And what I think happened is that that was off, or at least slightly off. And so the battery never got a full charge after that. And, you know, there's systems at work in a car, so it was being drained. Now, as opposed to, like, when I got this fixed last winter, when there were bigger problems, that's what made me so bummed out. Is like, I was like, oh, well, this is clearly the thing that happened before. Did it not get fixed? Is something very similar but different happening? All that kind of stuff. I was very, very disappointed. And I was just like, forget it. I don't even want this car anymore. But when my dad mentioned the terminal thing, he had also talked to his friend who is a car guy. I mean, he works, he's a mechanic. He said that, you know, jumping it and driving it around wouldn't charge the battery all the way up. If it had been loose, it probably never got a full charge after that. And he suggested charging it for 24 hours. So one of the other things that I did last Friday when I wasn't recording the podcast was I pulled the battery out. It was finally nice out. I could go out. You know, you don't want to deal with this stuff when it's freezing or snowing and you've got to like shovel just to get to your car, even though it's right in front of the driveway or the garage door. So I was able to do that. I kind of pulled it out. It felt cool to kind of be in the garage, like tinkering with stuff, even though it's very simple stuff. But I got it out. I got it charged. I charged it for a full 24 hours. I threw it back in and it started right up on Saturday. And then I've been driving it, like, I think every day since. I've taken Lucy to school. We went grocery shopping yesterday, which went really well. So it's been, that's helped. I feel like I've got a little bit more freedom now. I don't have to worry quite so much if my mom can't come, because then I don't have a car or, you know, I can't take Lucy to school, you know, by myself. All this stuff kind of builds up. So I'm really glad that's at least a little bit resolved for now. The weather helps. Everything helps. And I think, you know, going into spring, we're going to have a really good time. I hope. Although, as I'm talking, I feel like I'm getting a cold, which is weird. Or at least nasally. So hopefully that is not happening. But I did want to kind of throw all this out there. I hope you guys had a great St. Patrick's Day and stayed safe, had fun within reason. And I'm going to call it quits now. This is the Pop Papa Napcast, episode number 95. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. If you want to check out any show notes, although I don't know how many there will be for this episode, you could head on over to poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. If you listen on iTunes, you can head on over and rate the show, give it some stars, say what you like about it. I also have a pop culture blog called United Monkey. That's monkee.com. And I am on Twitter at Papa Deitch, which is poppadiettsch. All right, gang. Have a good one.